9 minutes to nine now on BBC Radio Kent's Breakfast Show. Now, to Kent County Council, it's a biomass facility. To you and me, it's an incinerator. It eats wood and spits out electricity. An effective way to recycle our planet's resources, you might think. Yes? Yes?
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
Question. Well, what if one of those were to crop up on your cosy rural doorstep? Well, that's exactly the problem being faced by residents in Badgers Mount who have challenged proposals to build such a facility in their village. It's one of 14 sites across the county, but Kent County Council have received nearly as many objections to the plans in Badgers Mount as the other 13 put together. We sent Ben Croucher along to find out if it's all just hot air or whether they're right to spark a debate.
We, as a village, are going to get this chemicals in our air.
This would create a very serious hazard for lorries turning into and leaving the site.
My biggest concern is the fact that this is within an area of outstanding natural beauty, and I'm very concerned about the erosion of these areas and the constant pressure they're coming under.
This is just industrialisation by stealth, and it's totally unacceptable in a rural area such as Badgers Mount.
Just some of the views there from residents in Badgers Mount, a small village just off Junction 4 of the M25. They're up in arms about proposals to build a biomass facility on the outskirts of their rural community. The biomass facility, or incinerator to you and me, proposes to take waste wood, such as fencing and old furniture, and burn it to generate electricity. Not a problem, you might think. Nuh-uh.
This is going to be recyclable wood, which is going to have chemicals, varnish, creosote. So therefore, we're going to get that. It's got to go somewhere when it gets burned.
That's John Rolstone, a resident in the village. He explains that Badgers Mount already have to suffer their fair share of poor air quality.
We're already fighting M25, the environmental situation with that. And why should we have another additional environmental thing on top of us?
Now, there are 13 other sites across the county being considered by Kent County Council as part of their waste and mineral consultation. The Badgers Mount site attracted nearly as many complaints as all the others put together. CD Waste Management, who have tendered for the site, were unavailable for comment, but documents released as part of the consultation say there are no homes in close proximity and there could be an opportunity to provide local jobs. A claim Liz Dallimore from the Badgers Mount Resident Association vehemently rejects.
They say it's not near any houses, but I believe there's 1,000 residents within 1.5 kilometres. I don't think anybody in Badgers Mount would take a job at a facility that would cause so much unrest here.
So with so much unrest and opposition on account of pollution, traffic and destroying greenbelt land, I needed to see for myself just why everybody was kicking up such a stink.
OK, so we've come down to the site now, and as we look at things, it's quite heavily fenced off. There's the lagoon in the middle that's got another metal fence around it. There's woodland just a stone's throw away from the N25. We've driven half a mile out of Badgers Mount to get to this site, Liz. How does it actually affect the residents?
Well, it affects the residents because just over the back of the site, there, through the dense woodland, there is the heart of Badgers Mount in residential properties over that way. And if you look over the other side of the A224, about 100 yards opposite the site, there's other residential properties there.
KTC will narrow down their shortlist later this spring. David Brazier, the Deputy Cabinet Member for Environment, Highways and Waste, said we will be launching a public consultation on the preferred options on the 28th of May. This means the Badgers Mount site could be axed from their plans. This is Ben Croucher for BBC Radio Kent.
Ben Croucher on the ongoing debate about whether or not to have that incinerator at Badgers Mount. As he said, the decision will happen in the next couple of months.